Oral Tesvav Sivan, Thursday night, we're learning Kitzer. Let's finish up Simon Nun Zion, which is talking about if you have to make a new bracha when they bring new stuff to the table. So we learned a lot of different nuances in the halacha. And now we're up to Sivvav and Simon Nun Zion. Kozos, all of this, Loi Maria Labodam Achom Mishaloi, a person's in his house. We said if your wife's serving you, then the difference might also be true. The difference, that is, that we're about to learn. If he's a guest, right, all of the nuances that we had before don't matter. Whatever would be governed by this bracha that he made is going to be governed by this bracha that he made. He as if we're saying, he anticipated eating anything that would be covered by this bracha, because he's not on his own. He's dependent on this person who's bringing him food. So whatever she brings him, so he knows that from the get-go, that he's dependent on this person. And whatever she brings him. But even if he has nothing left, even if it's a more significant food, which we had, all the things we said till now, that certainly require a new bracha, don't, if you're a guest by someone else. Again, we're not talking about a different item that needs a different bracha. We want something that has the same bracha as the bracha you made of it. Everything's up to him. And you know, he brings out stuff. Rav Moshe points out in the tshuva that that's if you go there and you're eating. But if you go as a guest and he just politely serves your coffee, right? And then he pulls out a candy, maybe you have to make a new bracha.
Do these same rules apply whether you say the bracha or whether you're considering yourself yotzei on
Balabai's
bracha?
Yeah. Lach Mamish, we know for sure that he changed his mind. Even if you're a guest by someone else. We know for sure he was finished, then the guy brought out the seven layer cake, whatever. So we know he changed his mind for sure. We know there was a nimlach. So then even here, a sarach avar shenis. This is just a situational thing. But inside the situation, we hold very strongly that he's open and he meant in his bracha to include anything that might come. But if we know that that's over and now he's changing his mind, then he has to make a new bracha. Achem nimlach mamish. The Balabayas Taka wasn't planning on bringing more. They asked for more, so he brought out more. So they're saying, we were totally in you. Whatever you brought us was good. He's saying, I brought it out because you guys wanted it. So that's what he's talking about now. They do not have to make a new bracha. Bottom line is they're ready to eat whatever he brings out. And they're anticipating to eat whatever he brings out. What his motivation for bringing it out and how he got to it and why he got to it is not relevant.
They asked him to bring out more.
What?
They asked him to bring out more.
Even then, the maskana of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is that you know you're in someone's house, so you know whatever he brings out you have in mind with this bracha. Even if you're the instigator. Okay. Next, what?
He wasn't bringing anything else. That's still called.
It's a mindset. I'm in someone else's rishus. I can't go into the kitchen and take anything. I'm dependent on him, so I have in mind whatever he has in mind. Or if he has nothing in mind, whatever he ends up bringing out. Rav Moshe speaks out the other way. If you go visit someone not for eating and then he gives you a cup of coffee, then it's not poshut that you have in mind whatever he brings out, because you're not in bringing out mode. Because you didn't go there for food, you went there to discuss something. He's giving you a coffee out of politeness, then she comes in with some cottage cheese, so you would have to make a new bracha. You couldn't say, well, I had in mind whatever she brings out.
Unless you're invited to the table and say, we're going to
That's what the Moshe says. But, and again, Achronim recommend to avoid this, all the nuances and complications of this simon, by always having in mind that whatever you're going to end up eating at this session, you want to have in mind with this bracha. Always have that in mind whenever you sit down to eat. So if you really do it, don't over my norm. Halacha Zion. Mishabal Asuda, someone comes to a meal. Venosan Lokos. I gave a cup of wine. Ubirachalav. Dachakach Shub Nosan Lokosos. Ima Minigu Kane, that they ply him with wine and they give a visitor many cups of wine. Or soda, or coffee. And can't stumble the diet al kula. Right? Again, you only have to make a new bracha if you changed your mind. If you would say that it was part of the original mindset, that you might have one cup of coffee, you have a second one if he brings you, maybe he even wanted to bring you, but you don't want to express it. But in that case, the bracha that you made will cover the things brought out. Yeah.
Why should it be different than the set before?
I mean, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that he's not, maybe...
He's talking about the Balabai.
Yeah, wait a second. They bring that from the Mishnah Berurah because it's talking about a casual visitor, not a guest. But I don't see how did that stem with the Moshe. You mean your Moshe, maybe it stems very low with the Moshe. But the Moshe just says, if... You can't automatically assume that you have in mind. So if that's what the kids of Shulchan Aruch is talking about, the article speaks out at the bottom from the Mishnah Berurah, and you're talking about a casual visitor. I'm not talking about someone that was invited for the meal.
Zion does.
You're really talking about this is Rav Moshe's case. So that's what Rav Moshe says. It's not. So you could say the stomach died to Yom Kulam, but that's what you have to say. You can't say he was relying on the Balabais, like we had in the previous sif. You do not say that in this sif. Why not, Pesach's asking? Good question. I think maybe because then you have the Ramosha's fire kicking in. But he didn't come to eat.
Why is it only
talking about
drinking? It's
only
talking about
clothes. It only mentions clothes. Okay. Neither of you are staying for the Tanya Shir. I don't think Ari Stern's going to come to the Tanya Shir anymore. This is part of that.
Is he still here?
Yeah, he joined that. He joined Barak. I just want to go downstairs, but in case someone comes for Tanya, put up a sign. Tanya will be going tonight. Can you put this away?
Yeah.
Tanya will be going tonight. Well, that's just for a second. Say Mazel Tov. He's making Duchin to make it historic downstairs. Did I? Uh oh. Well, no.